Hey guys, this is Ricky Midnight from The Uncensored Voice. I want to read a little something to you about transgender and how the White House sees it. Well, it's not just how the White House sees it, it's how liberals see it. And I want to tell you the truth about a little bit about the transgender community.
This is The Uncensored Voice. No bullshit, just real shit.
Discussing things that will stir the pot.
Okay, the Biden White House on Tuesday condemned a Texas bill that would restrict transgender student athletes from participating in school sports, further hinting at the potential future fight with the state over legislation that opponents have called discriminatory and detrimental to transgender youth. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that in a briefing that the president supports transgender rights, but did not say whether the Biden administration will take legal action against the bill, which has been approved by the Texas legislature and sent to Governor Greg Abbott's desk. And that's so he can sign it and turn it into law. I'm going to make it plain and simple. If you were born as a man, then you shouldn't be, or you were born as a male, then you shouldn't be playing in female sports. I don't care if you're born as a male and you like wee-wee, still not be playing in female sports. If you're born as a man and you like to put on makeup and like wee-wee, you shouldn't be playing in female sports because you're not a female. Typically, females are smaller build than men. So would you want your 13-year-old girl playing a football game with other girls, or would you want your 13-year-old girl who weighs 117 pounds playing a football game against boys who like pee-pee? And those boys who are 13 are about twice her size. So this is what you got to think about. Just because a guy likes other guys doesn't mean it's okay for him to be playing sports against your 13-year-old girl or your 18-year-old girl or as a weightlifter in the Olympics or pretty much any other sport in any other fashion against a female. Just because you like pee-pee doesn't mean that it's okay for you to beat up on girls or to take advantage of girls, because that's exactly what you're going to be doing. Let's go on to something a little different. Why do transgenders have more rights than heterosexuals? It doesn't make any sense to me. So if you don't like your same sex, why do you have less rights than that trans person? Shouldn't that trans person have the exact same rights you have? We're all humans after all. Or are they extraordinary humans because they like the same gender that they are? They're extraordinary humans. They're no longer regular humans. They are raised to a higher level before they get more rights. How does that work? Shouldn't they have the exact same rights as any other human? They just happen to like pee-pee. They shouldn't get more rights. It should be the exact same. So this is a question that Ricky Midnight has. Why do transgenders get treated differently than heterosexual people? It doesn't make any sense to me. So if anybody out there can answer that question, dial 210-233-9968. Leave me a voice message. I don't man the phones all the time, but if you leave me a voice message, whether you think I'm going to like your voice message or not, whether you agree with me or not, tell me how you feel, and I'll play that on a future podcast. I will let my listeners know what you have to say. But I don't think they should have any more rights than anyone else who is a heterosexual. It should be the exact same. I, as a heterosexual, should have the right to play on a football team with other heterosexual males. I put a wig on and a little bit of makeup. Does that mean I get to play with the girls' team? I'm going to be the biggest person on the girls' team. Let me go ahead and play on the girls' team. Woohoo, good for me, right? No, absolutely not. So I don't see why Biden or Psaki or anybody else says they're fighting for their rights. Well, if their rights are exactly the same as ours, why are you fighting for rights at all? Because they have the same right we have to play with their same gender. Their gender is not what they choose to be. Their gender is what they were born as. So for Greg Abbott to say you can only play on the teams in which your gender was when you were born, when it was written down on your birth certificate, if you're male, you got a pee-pee, you can only play with males who have pee-pees. You may have lost it in a combine accident, but that's irrelevant. And if there's a weight or a height or, you know, a build, you know, like in boxing, right? you're a welterweight, you're a bantamweight, you got to play in your category. But for a male to put on a makeup and a wig and say they like pee-pee, hey, I get to play with the girls. No, 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 you shouldn't be able to play with the girls. And all the other 49 states in the union should be on board with that. They should all say exactly the same thing. Absolutely not. We don't want males playing on the team with our little girls. It's just absurd. But that's Joe Biden. I didn't vote for him. You did. So, hey, you know, this is Ricky Midnight, proudly unpoisoned. And I'll see you guys next time.
Thanks for listening to The Uncensored Voice.
Make sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And remember, on The Uncensored Voice, we tell it like it is.
So be safe, my friends, and may God bless America.